When all the games that we enjoy, us little kids just can't avoid those grimy play clothes in the woods, but when tide is in, dirt's out, by gosh.
Lunchtime from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's side, the Washington Miracle Edition, the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The Sad Texan, and it stars as Deadeye, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Whoa! Whoa! Back on my horse, boy! Yes, sir, howdy, folks. I'm Deadeye, Texas Deadeye. Now, I didn't have to say Texas because you can always tell a Texan. Of course, you can't tell them much, but you can tell them. You know, I'd like to tell you why I'm here. Money. It's kind of made me sad. You see, I struck oil and more money start rolling in faster than people from Missouri rolled into Washington when they heard about the RFC. Well, anyhow, it's what caused all the trouble. My money, that is. Don't think I'm picking on Washington because them folks ain't done nothing. Now, when I struck it rich, I decided I'd like to go to Hollywood and meet some of them movie folk. So I hired myself a social director, and, well, here's some of the things that happened to me. Hey, look, O'Connor, where are you taking me?
We'll soon be there. Now, careful crossing the street.
Yeah, look out. Boy, pedestrians ain't got a chance nowadays. Hey, did you hear about the guy who ran out of gas, so he pushed his car over a pedestrian? Good night.
Well, come on, we go in this office building.
Yeah. All right, now, we're here. Why are we here?
Well, the answer's on this door. See?
Director of Social Affairs, Rod O'Connor, the Cabina Wright of Pismo Beach. Is this your office?
Mine. I've got a new job, and this is my office.
Well, didn't you like working for me?
Oh, sure.
Well, then why did you get another job? Guys, if you're not satisfied with what I'm paying you, I'd be very happy to give you a raise. After all, what's one more box of Tide to me?
Well, I'm doing this job for a friend of mine, Deadeye.
Deadeye? You mean that saddle tramp from Texas? This is the only cowboy that I've ever seen who's bull-legged from the neck up.
Now, wait till I explain. He's changed. He's recently struck oil.
What did he do? Comb George Raft's hair?
No, he struck oil and money is coming in at the rate of $1,000 an hour, and he's spending it at the rate of $2,000 an hour.
This is Deadeye?
Deadeye.
What's his first name, Harry? This makes him enjoy Key West much better. Hey, Deadeye hired you, huh?
Yep, he hired me to be his social director.
Are you kidding? Look, that guy's nothing but a big phony. If he's got more than 10 cents to his name, my name's Ronald Coleman.
Well, feast your eyes on this. Here's $5,000 in cash that he gave me as a retainer.
Oh, do tell, Bonita, do tell.
I'm in charge of all Deadeye's social activities while he's in Hollywood. He wants to meet some important people.
He does, huh?
Mm-hmm. Are you in the social register?
No, no.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the handbook of the 400?
No, and if I don't pay my phone bill, I ain't going to be in the yellow book either.
Say, Deadeye, I'd like to meet some movie glamour girls.
Yeah?
You ought to be able to introduce him to some of those glamour girls at MGM. How well do you know Ann Miller?
Oh, our acquaintance is sort of a railroad acquaintance, you see. When she stops, I look, and Georgia hears about it, I listen.
Well, how about Esther Williams?
Would you like to meet her?
Yeah.
Line forms in Kansas City. Hey, have you seen those new 1951 bathing suits that they copied from Esther Williams' picture? They would have been even smaller, but they had to have some material to put the price tag on.
Hey,
nowadays, a girl puts on a bathing suit, she has to go back in 3 or 4 times, see if she's got it on or not.
Look, Shelton, you help me in lining up things for Deadeye, and we'll split the salary even, Stephen.
Okay, a third to you, a third to me, a third to my brother-in-law.
Well, wait a second. I thought the split was going to be even, Stephen.
Stephen's my brother-in-law.
Oh, cut it out, Red. Hey, look, Deadeye wants to meet some glamour girls. Now, do it as a favor to me, will you?
What?
Please, my job depends on Deadeye meeting some glamour girls. Please. Please. Please.
Well, let's not get sickening about it.
Well, I've got work to do. Deadeye wants me to hire him a chauffeur, a butler, and a bodyguard.
He's really in the chips, huh?
Yeah.
Who?
He even asked me to hire Dave Rose and his orchestra to play nothing but cowboy music. They're in the office next door rehearsing.
Well, let's go listen,
huh? Okay.
Sing it or just plain say it. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town because we've proved it in the laboratory. Why, we've tested Tide against every soap you've ever heard of. Chances are we've tested it against the soap you've been using. And every time, the result's the same. Tide just plain gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Of course, millions of you women have proved that right in your own washing machines. The only difference is, our results show up in facts and figures, but yours show up in the cleaner clothes your children wear, the cleaner sheets and towels in your linen closet. So next wash day, wash your clothes in those terrific Tide suds, then wring them, rinse them, and hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide cleaner than any soap. Any soap? Yes, any soap. You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E Tide. T-I-D-E Tide. Well, like I was saying, when Paulie and Fogelson and I hit that oil, it really added a little class to me. So I came out here in my own plane, and I was met at the airport by a lot of newspaper men. whole plane. Whoa! Oh, well, I'll push this stick forward and go into a power dive and see what happens here.
You didn't think we were up this high, did you?
Well, maybe we've missed the Earth completely. What is this, space control? Hey, pilot.
Look, you made a mistake. Instead of pushing forward on the stick, you pulled backward. You're going up.
Well, I'll be a guided missile. I guess I'm higher than any flyer's ever been. There's nothing but stars and prices up here. Hey, you take over, pilot, and land this thing, will you? We're close enough to the ground now. Careful now. Careful. Here comes that... the road burns. Oh, look at the crowd that come to meet old Deadeye.
Deadeye, I've arranged a press interview.
Oh, thank you, Rod.
I'm Brown from the South.
You look pale as a ghost to me.
Tell me, where do you hail from?
Where do I hail from? Yeah. Well, I look like a blizzard. Well, I was born in Texas. Of course, you know where Texas is, don't you? It's bordered on the north by Texas, and on the south by Texas, and on the west by Texas. And there's a little patch in the east that is known as the United States. Well, now, there's a joke you can sneak back into the airway bottle.
They say your oil well is the biggest producer in Texas.
Yes, sir. I'll never forget the day that gusher blew in. You never saw such an explosion. I got a letter the next day, and it says, Dear Deadeye, please, we can't hear ourselves think. Signed, the Atomic Bombing Range in Nevada.
Tell me, before you hit that Wildcat oil well, you were a ranger, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a gunfighter, yes.
Oh, when did you shoot your first man?
Well, it's kind of hard to remember, partner, but when I was born, that darn doctor slapped me on the back, and I'll let him have it. And since then, I've killed 20 men in cold blood, 8 men in warm blood, and 2 boys didn't have any blood at all. They were wearing berets at the time. Just to show you what kind of a shot I am, you see that fly crawling up the wall over there? Watch this. You see? No wall. It ain't funny, but it keeps you awake, don't it?
Mr. Deadeye, I'm from the press.
Oh?
Could we have a picture? We have a photographer here.
Well, I carry my own pictures, ma'am. Here's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It shows the real you.
It does? Oh, that's a picture of my horse. No, that's me. No, it's my horse. I think. But the only way you can tell us apart is if the horse is wearing glasses.
Tell me, what do you think about taxes?
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Did I? Take your hat away from your heart. He said taxes, not Texas.
Ooh!
I hear that everyone in Texas has plenty.
Yes, sir. The only way you can tell a rich Texan... Wait till you hear that one. The only way you can tell a rich Texan from a poor Texan is a poor Texan drives a dirty Cadillac.
Okay, folks, that's all. Break it up.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Don't talk about what you have. Give them a human interest story.
Tell me, where did you buy that bearskin sport coat?
Oh, I didn't buy this coat. You see, I never deal with a middleman. I got it right off of the bear.
You killed the bear yourself to get it?
No, I didn't kill him. You see, I was riding on the range one day, and it was mighty hot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fire in the range at the time. Well, they're coming in by carrier pigeon. Well, anyhow, a big greasy bear, a grizzly bear, comes out from behind a cactus plant, and he started to appraise me to see how many vitamins I contain, so I started after him.
With your bare hands?
Read what's there. Like I was saying, it was a hot day, so I take off my coat, and the bear takes off his coat. Well, when the bear sees what kind of muscles I got, he grabs my coat by mistake and ran away. And there was nothing left for me to do but to put on the coat. And that's how I got it. Sorry I left that joke in, but I got nothing.
Deadeye, the papers won't print a story like that.
Well, I'm glad you told me, because I didn't want to build it up too much. You know how modest we are. Mm-hmm. Funny they won't print stories like that. They print them that comes out of Moscow, and that one's tank game compared to the... Hey, did you hear about the new program they got over in Russia? It's a daytime serial called Just Plain Bull. Hey, now, how about you ordering me a chauffeur and some help, huh?
Okay.
All right, boy.
Mr. O'Connor, there's some people in the outer office to apply for jobs.
Well, send them in one at a time.
Won't you come in, sir?
Yep, here I am. All cowboy stuff this week, you know.
Boy, I can't stand it. I can't stand this.
Jim Cadiddlehopper, what's wrong with you?
These thick carpets are tickling my bare feet.
Why don't you wear shoes?
Well, I hate to waste time buttoning them up. Besides, I ain't been able to buy any lately. They just don't have my size, you see.
Well, what size do you wear?
I wear 18 and a half.
18 and a half, eh?
No, 18 and a half toes. See, I might have been short-changed when they passed out the brains, but I sure got a nice helping of toes. You know I got 18 toes?
Well, that's only 8 over the regular.
Only 1 foot?
Did you come to see me about working for Deadeye?
Well, yes, I did. I would like to get a job driving his car. You see, I hope the job pays as much as my last one did, I hope.
What were you paid on your last job?
Oh, I don't know.
You better find out or it's going to be a short show.
I got 25 cents a week.
25 cents a week?
Yeah. Yeah, that's allowed. See, I don't want the income taxers to get wind of that, see? And they could, too, because that's a pretty rotten salary.
Well, Clem, this job pays $30 a week.
Are you suggesting that I take a reduction in my salary?
Clem, $30 a week is more than 25 cents a week.
It is? Well, how long has this been going on?
You learned that in the first grade.
Really? Well, if I've learned that, there's no sense in me finishing kindergarten, is there?
You want to be Deadeye's driver, huh? Tell me, do you have a chauffeur's license?
Chauffeur? That's the thing you keep shirts and socks in, isn't it?
That's a chiffonier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't have one of them licenses, but my dog license is practically new. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say that my distemper shots took.
Well, we can get your license easy enough, but come on, let's see how you drive Deadeye's car.
Oh, this should be interesting, yeah. Oh, that's a nice-looking car, ain't it?
Yes. Get behind the wheel now, Clem. Show me how you can drive.
Well, don't rush me, see? This car may have a different gear shift from that Model T I drive, you see.
Well, you don't have to shift gears on this car at all. It's automatic.
No shifting?
Mm-mm.
Well, there's been a lot of shiftless things around lately, haven't there?
Well, there's no clutch in this car.
Well, I got a car at home that goes one better than that. No wheels. And I drove it for 3 years before I found out there's no motor in it.
Clem, how can you drive a car without an engine in it?
Oh, it's nice running downhill, but it's a little discouraging going up. Of course, no running, no floorboard makes it easy on the climb, you know.
Yes. Well, come on, let's go.
Okay, we're off.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, this car really digs out and goes, don't it? Look at that.
Don't just sit there. Grab the steering wheel, Clem.
Don't rush me now. Which one is the steering wheel?
It's right there. Have you ever driven before? Well, have you?
Well, I'm trying to think. Don't rush me.
Here, let me get behind the wheel.
Well, stop getting so excited, will you? Just stand by with a dustpan and a broom.
Clem, take it easy.
Look, you wouldn't be so upset if you do what I'm doing. Close your eyes.
Clem, turn right. This is a dead-end street.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you see that brick wall? We can't go any further.
We're going to miss you around here. You see, I'm no quitter. We made it, boy.
Yes. But look at the fenders.
Yeah, I think they look nice tied in a bow around the hood.
Yeah. And what'll I tell Deadeye when he asks about his car?
Tell him to get rid of it because the hubcaps are loose. Happens to my car. I wouldn't have minded so much if it had been my yesterday's car, but it was the new one I bought today. Oh, well, if it wasn't for Dave Rose and his music, I'd just about give up myself. ¶¶
Heard us call Tide a miracle, and that's exactly what Tide is. Why, the single fact that Tide banished soap film is what made no rinsing practical. So if you're one of the women who likes to wash without rinsing, you use Tide, because Tide will give you the cleanest possible no-rinse wash. And of course, you'll save all that time and work, too. Now, on the other hand, if you prefer to rinse your clothes, and I know most of you do, here's what Tide promises you. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. Tide will give you cleaner shirts for your husband, cleaner play clothes for your children. Yes, a Tide wash is the cleanest wash in town.
Get yourself cleaner than any soap. Well, hey, O'Connor, I got something I want you to do for me.
What is it, Deadeye?
Well, I ordered a pony for Junior, and I want you to pick it up and take it over to him. I got it at Sixth Avenue, you see. Mm-hmm. And they're wrapping it as a gift.
Gift wrapping a pony?
Yeah. I don't want Junior to know what it is, so they're wrapping it so it'll look like a necktie. The thin pony, you see. Should call him a puny, I guess.
Yeah. Jedi, how come...
Wait for him. They're hard to get, boy. Let him come in. Enter. Hank Freeman loves to hear
it. Jedi, how come you're giving Junior a pony?
Well, didn't you know? Junior's dad and myself... Old McDougal, we were in the war together, you see. Mm-hmm. The fighting war, that is. They don't call them wars anymore. These are just police action boys, by the way. I hope they arrest the right guy soon, though.
Well, don't you want to go over to Junior's house with me?
No, I'm going to stay here and finish paying, figuring out my income tax. This year, they said, pay them with a smile. I tried it, but they still wanted money.
There's Junior playing in the front yard. Come on, Phony. Hello there, Junior.
Well, back to O'Connor. Welcome to the edge of doom. What you hiding behind that hunk of flab?
Can you guess what it is?
Well, it could be a herd of elephants. You big enough to hide them, you know.
Then I sent you a present. Look.
Well, speed of Huffle Young Cassidy, a real pony. Oh, I do believe I have died and gone to heaven.
You like him, Junior?
Oh, does I like him. Let me ride him. Nobody gets on his back, boy. I'll call him. Here! Here! Ooh. Why, you stubborn little rascal, you. Just threw me off his back.
Well, he hasn't been saddle broken yet.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not going to break anything that big. He's not a very friendly little fellow, is he?
Well, you've got to win him over. And when he learns to like you, then he'll let you ride him.
Oh, well, here, I will bribe him with your widow sugar. Pony, take the sugar out of me hand. Here. Boy, what a sloppy pig he is. See, this may be the answer to my washing problem. Oh, boy, wait till the juvenile jury kids see me riding around the neighborhood on this pony. I'm going to be the envy of the skunk patrol. I'm going to try to ride him again. Here, now, come on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, look, pony, let's settle this once and for all. I ain't supposed to ride on your back. Now, get off of me and let's try again.
Junior!
Yeah?
Oh, Junior!
I'm here. Hey, look what I got. And get your henna rinsed out because you're going to sprout some new gray hairs for you.
Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, hello, Rock. Junior, what have you got there? I can't see too well without my glasses.
Yeah, she needs glasses with beer in them. Hey, Deadeye sent me a pony.
A pony?
Yeah, a pony. A thing with a head, a tail, and a leg on each corner.
Well, that's awful of Deadeye to give you the pony.
Yes.
But where on earth are we going to keep him?
Well, just let him sleep in Pop's room. Pop won't be using it until somebody can raise bail for him anyhow.
Oh, Rod, what am I going to do with the child?
Well, the church is holding a rummage sale, and they'll accept anything you don't want.
You know, they're also collecting used fats. Why don't you turn yourself in? Jowls.
Junior, why do you call me Jowls?
I call them the way I see them. Jowls.
Jowls, that's the word, Junior.
Well, I don't know what the word is, but he got him. I know him.
Junior, do you want another spanking?
Now, that's a silly question. I've had four today, and I don't believe in hoarding, you know.
You pick up Tony around the backyard and keep him there until I decide what to do.
Okay, come on, Tony. Come on, here's the backyard. This is where you're going to live from now on.
Junior!
Yes?
Don't forget we're having company for dinner. It's time for you to go take your bath.
Well, what are they going to do, eat me? Goodness, I have to take another one so soon. I just had one 3 days ago. The new dirt hasn't had time to settle yet.
You heard me. And don't forget your ears.
How could I forget them? They're getting bigger every day. Goodness me. I run and they ground loop me, you know.
Take your bath.
Oh, the guy in the bathtub must have hated widow kids. That's all I can say.
Will you excuse me, Rod? Junior's been in the bathtub for half an hour now, and I think I better go and check on him.
All right, Lorraine.
Junior, are you about through with your bath?
Yes, but don't come in, though. I like privacy.
Something fishy going on in there. I take a look. Why, Junior, you're all dressed. You haven't even been in the tub.
I know there was no room for me.
What do you mean there isn't room? Oh! Junior, get that pony out of the bathtub!
Don't yell, you scared him, too! Okay, I'll pull the wheel plug out. Bring me back while he snips something more.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening, thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Rod O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E Tide.
This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.